Sound. Yeah. Real six side.
It's Bailey and Noakes here on Super Sports 101.7, one of the handful of Virginia Tech flagship stations, home of Virginia Tech baseball. And we'll check in with Pat Mason coming up tomorrow, baseball night in Blacksburg this weekend. We also plan to hear from Mike Jones, head basketball coach at Radford University, and other guests tomorrow as we get set for a second hour of National Signing Day coverage. Congratulations, Danny. This is your first National Signing Day show.
It's been fun, man. Honestly, I've always known how much work goes into a day like this, but never on the media side of it, you know, get into work with you, Chris, at Tech Sideline. So much goes into it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's awesome.
You know who I feel bad for today is John Lazor and Mike Burnham.
Oh, yeah.
Called that basketball game last night. Then immediately flew back. What time do they get back? You know, probably
John said it was like 1 or 2.
Oh, yeah, that's
1 or 2 a.m.
took a late flight back.
Yeah, yeah. And then they had to get up early this morning, mm-hmm. do the production of that show. And now they've got Tech Talk Live tonight.
Yeah.
They didn't have it on Monday.
That's true.
Yep.
That is a full 24-hour period for those guys.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Matter of fact, John and I are going to get lunch later this week. And when I called him last week to put it on the books, he said, man, there's no way. He said, my through Wednesday is pretty, you know, ridiculous. So I said, look, no, I get it, man. It's National Signing Day. They did a great job, though. The National Signing Day Live show from 11 to 1 was fantastic. And that, they do, year by year, they've done a better and better job with that show.
I think so, too. I thought the presentation today was really fantastic.
Yeah, it really was. All right, so wrapping up National Signing Day here, fans always want to know which players can play right away. And I think you touched on a bit of this, but give me one guy you think can play right away.
Oh, man. Jerod Evans? Yeah, definitely him.
All right, that was my fault. We're obviously excluding the number one JUCO quarterback in the country who many expect
besides
to start.
Besides Jerod Evans, I think you got to go with one of those wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least two of those guys are going to play this year,
sure.
in my opinion. And, you know, I think it's two of the three guys that are coming in this spring. Eric Kuma, Divine Diablo, Samuel Denmark, maybe even all three of those guys. And I think they all kind of have an equal shot. In my opinion, I think Tech will need Dimitri Moore on the offensive line. I know I'm naming half the recruiting class here. But you know, I sincerely hope that Virginia Tech can redshirt the vast majority of this class, because
that's what they used to do.
Virginia Tech is not going to sign top 10 classes. It's not going to happen. So you have to focus on player development. You got to get a good strength and conditioning program and keep the guys in it for 5 years. And Tech got into the habit where their recruiting went downhill, so now they've started to play a bunch of true freshmen every year because they need to plug the gaps, and I think that hurts them long term. I mean, if I'm a coach, I take a hit for a year and redshirt as many guys as I can for the long term development of the program.
All right, let's go back to the Phillips Real Estate Hotline, and once again, we are going out of state, further north this time. We're going to Jonathan in Indianapolis, who is listening on the Phillips Real Estate Hotline on our stream. Jonathan, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. Just calling to talk about recruiting real quick.
Let's do it.
I was listening, and what Chris said about his expectations of the Syracuse game is basically why I feel disappointed about this recruiting class. So I had a lot of expectations, especially when they canceled because of the snow two weekends ago, their big recruiting event.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept telling myself it wasn't going to do anything. And then we get into last weekend and all the positive news coming out of it. And, you know, keep telling myself it's not going to happen. Last night, reading stuff on Twitter, getting my own expectations up, and then today, obviously, you couldn't do any of the flips, but, you know, it's just a little frustrating, but I understand all the reasons behind it.
I think that's a great point. Terrific points. I think when you look on there and you see that you're in the top two for Fox and Ross and Durr, and who am I leaving out here?
Oh.
Even Keith Sims the other day. And then you don't get any of those guys, then yeah, I can see you when having your expectations built up. I try never get to get wrapped up into individual recruits.
But so much about relationships, right?
Yeah.
And you have to have the time to build relationships,
right,
which you cannot do in 2 months,
right,
or less.
Right.
You just simply can't do it. You know, and that's why you and I talked about earlier the Jerod Evans get and the Dimitri
Dimitri Moore and Jerod Evans, where, you know, he wasn't a year behind everybody else.
Right.
You know, he was actually on the same schedule as everybody else, and he was able to beat out Power 5 conference teams for those recruits. So, you know, I think we'll be in a better position at this time next year. I really do.
Jonathan, hey, we appreciate it, man. We're up against the hard break. We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, we got about a minute and a half left. Before we thank you and let you go here, we did get a question from Robert. He says, what's the story on Jamari Logan? Is he still a possible get? I know nothing about Jamari Logan.
I think he's a defensive tackle from the state of Virginia.
Okay.
A really big guy. I think he's been in the top 20 in the state in some of the rankings maybe. But generally, guys, you see unsigned this late on signing day, and you haven't heard anything about them the entire recruiting process. It's generally probably an academic issue. So
okay.
Maybe he's going to prep school or JUCO or Marshall. You know, something like that. They're all kind of the same.
All right. Let's, I guess before we turn you loose, what about Clemson coming up in the castle? What are we thinking there?
I think Clemson's due for a loss and we're due for a win, but you got to go out and execute them, man. They're playing a high level right now. I mean, who would have thought it? The way they ended non-conference portion of their schedule, I mean, Georgia beat them by 23.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, what are they, 7-2 in the ACC? Something like that.
Something like that.
I think they get a win because it's a home game. The fact that they've lost 5 games in a row, I think they'll be a little bit motivated. I think Buzz will have them ready to play.
There's only 500 tickets remaining.
Yeah, I did see that.
It should be a really good crowd.
It would be a great time to get Chris Clark back. I mean, we haven't heard that we expect that, but do you have any sense of when they might get him back?
Nah, and Buzz is pretty secretive on that.
Yes, he is.
He's not going to bring anybody back until they're 100% ready. Mm-hmm. So I still think we're a couple weeks away from Clark returning.
Yeah,
my gut feel.
You better get out there because they play at the Castle on Saturday at 4 o'clock, hosting Brad Brownell and Clemson. Then they're not back for 2 weeks until Florida State comes to town on the 20th.
So. Only 3 home games left, too.
Pretty wild, right?
Yep.
Pretty wild. So, is it 3 or 4? We got Clemson on the 6th, the Florida State on the 20th.
And then Miami, right?
And you have Pittsburgh.
Oh, I forgot about Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you got Pitt coming back to Blacksburg March the 2nd. So you do have 4 more home games in the ACC tournament, which is in the Verizon Center in Washington, D.C. this year. We just got our credential approvals yesterday.
I am hype about that.
Me, too. We'll be heading up to D.C. for the ACC tournament the first week of March. So we're getting there. It's straight downhill.
Yeah. I haven't been back to the ACC tournament since 2005, when I watched Wake Forest lose to NC State and then Duke, I think, rolled UVA. You get that 2-game ticket. That was just a kid back then.
Oh, it's going to be great. A whole lot of fun. I'm going to miss Greensboro personally, but should be a lot of fun in D.C. Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com. Follow him on Twitter at Chris Coleman TSL. Thanks, man.
Yeah, buddy.
And, of course, our national signing day coverage is powered by the fine folks at TechSideline.com, your source for Virginia Tech sports. We'll take a break. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the who point of view with Brad Franklin of CavsCorner.com of the Rivals Network, Justin Fuente. At 5:35, keep it locked. Super Sports 101.7.